U.S. health regulators have authorized the first update to COVID-19 vaccines, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have targeted the virus's original strain. The updated boosters are aimed at taking on today's most common Omicron strains and other variants.
So it really provides the broadest opportunity for protection.
Pfizer vaccine chief Annalisa Anderson. Now that the FDA has signed off, shots could begin within days, but the CDC must still recommend who should get them. And the question remains, who will want them? Just half of vaccinated Americans got the first recommended booster. Only a third of those 50 and over received a second one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 50,000 monkeypox cases have been recorded in the global outbreak, WHO figures showed Wednesday, though transmission is slowing in the virus hotspots of Europe and the United States. The World Health Organization's dashboard listed the more than 50,000 cases and 16 deaths as reported this year to the UN agency, which declared the outbreak a global public health emergency in July. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the declines in new infections proved the outbreak could be halted. A toxic red tide is blamed for dead fish in the San Francisco Bay Area in the western U.S., AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
An unprecedented red tide in the San Francisco Bay Area is killing thousands of fish and other marine life whose carcasses are washing ashore, creating a foul odor that experts say could get worse during this weekend's expected heat wave. Crews have begun to remove dead crabs, bat rays, striped bass, and other fish that began piling up on the rocky shores of Oakland's Lake Merritt over the weekend. The fish die off at Lake Merritt and at spots throughout the Bay Area, maybe due to a harmful algae bloom that has been spreading across the bay since late July. Most algae blooms end after a week or so. Officials say a years-long drought has prevented stagnant water from flowing into the ocean, and unseasonably warm and sunny weather may be helping the algae spread. Reports of dead fish started coming in last week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.